Ladybird!
Keywords with Peter and Jane. 11A. Aunt Liz's lost ring. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by Abby Rushton. Illustrated by Martin Kane. Based on characters and design by Gustavo Massali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 1964, 2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Peter, Jane, Mum and Dad had driven to Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack's house.
Everyone out,
said Dad. Mum and Dad got the bags out of the car and Jane rang the doorbell. Aunt Liz came to the door and laughed when she saw their bags.
I thought you were only coming for 2 nights,
she said.
We've packed for sun and rain, said Mum.
Come in, said Uncle Jack. When did you last come here? It's been a while. We've painted the small bedroom now.
Wow,
said Peter.
Can we see it?
When the children saw their bedroom, they gasped. The walls looked like the night sky.
What a great idea,
Jane said. It only took us 2 days, Uncle Jack said.
Time for food,
Aunt Liz told everyone.
Yes,
said Peter.
I only had a small breakfast.
I made dinner using food I grew at my new allotment,
said Aunt Liz as everyone sat down.
The allotment!
Peter yelled.
We have a present for you, Aunt Liz.
Peter left the room and came back with a small plant.
It's a strawberry plant,
he said.
I love these. Thank you, Peter,
said Aunt Liz. Your Aunt Liz has made 2 new friends at the allotment, said Uncle Jack.
Yes, their names are Imran and Zara,
said Aunt Liz.
Imran is a vet.
Can we have an adventure at your allotment this weekend?
Jane asked.
Only if you'll help me to plant my new strawberry plant,
said Aunt Liz.
I need to go for a long run on the beach one day too,
said Peter.
I'm doing a fun run in the country soon so I can raise money.
Oh, great idea, said Uncle Jack. What's it for?
An animal shelter. They need money for the animals' food,
said Peter.
I love animals,
said Jane.
I want to be a vet, like your friend Imran.
I want to work for the police,
Peter said. After dinner, Peter showed everyone his new book.
It's a spotter's book. You have to go on adventures and spot animals,
he said.
We looked for a fox and a mouse in the countryside before we came,
said Jane. Mum checked her watch.
Right, you two. It's time for bed,
she said. As Peter and Jane headed to bed, suddenly everyone heard a crash.
What in the world was that?
Mum said.
Should we call the police?
Peter asked.
Let's wait while someone checks outside,
Mum said.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Everyone waited by the back door while Aunt Liz went out into the rainy night. They listened for a long time. There was nothing. Then, suddenly, they heard another bang.
What's going on?
Jane cried.
It was two small foxes,
shouted Aunt Liz.
They came to look through the food bin, but they ran away when they saw me.
At long last, Aunt Liz came in from the rain. You two go to bed now, Uncle Jack said. You need your sleep.
Please, can I stay up a while to watch out for the foxes?
Peter asked.
Oh, all right, but not for long, said Mum.
No more adventures for me tonight,
said Jane, yawning.
Night-night, everyone.
As the rain came down, Peter listened hard and watched. He made no sound. Suddenly, a fox crept out of the darkness.
Wow!
Peter said. He watched the fox for a while. Then the fox took off into the night. Peter proudly ticked off fox in his book.
The rain has gone,
said Peter the next day. Aunt Liz took Peter and Jane to her allotment and named all the plants.
Jane, can you pick a few tomatoes?
Aunt Liz said.
You can have a small one if you like.
You grow the best tomatoes in the world,
said Jane. Aunt Liz laughed.
I think it will rain again soon,
she said, looking at the sky.
Peter, can you go around and put out buckets to collect the rainwater? I can use it to water the plants another day. My plants need lots of water.
Peter and Jane found a trowel to dig up weeds.
Watch me, then you can use it,
said Aunt Liz. Suddenly, a woman and a man came over.
Liz!
The woman shouted. Looking around, Aunt Liz said,
Oh, it's Imran and Zara!
Look at these long leeks!
Imran cried.
Do you need some for the cafe?
Oh, wow! I do need some, thanks,
Aunt Liz said.
I've got a great idea for a new dish. Would you like some carrots?
Aunt Liz asked Imran and Zara.
Oh, you should use them to make your carrot cake, Liz. It's out of this world,
Zara said.
Aunt Liz, can we make a carrot cake for everyone?
Asked Jane.
Good idea, Jane. Shall we meet you on the beach tomorrow for some cake?
Aunt Liz asked Imran and Zara.
That would be lovely,
Zara said.
Let's hope there's no rain.
At home, Aunt Liz and the children made carrot cake.
This was such a great idea, Jane,
Aunt Liz said.
Nothing makes me happier than baking.
You said you want to work for the police, Peter. But perhaps you should be a baker,
said Mum.
Oh, maybe,
said Peter.
I think you'd make a great baker, Peter,
said Aunt Liz.
Only you might need to work on your cleaning skills.
The next morning, everyone went to the beach. Peter went through his spotter's book while they waited for Imran and Zara.
There's a seagull,
he cried.
But I still need to find a mouse.
You might see a mouse around at night,
Jane said. They saw a man and a woman walking over to them. Peter said,
There's Imran and Zara.
Peter ran to meet them.
I need to train for my fun run,
he shouted back to Mum. Tess and Kit ran after him. Aunt Liz was looking around some rock pools. Jane went to join her.
That's a nice bit of driftwood,
Aunt Liz said.
We could use it to make an insect house.
Good idea,
said Jane.
We saw this in Peter's book.
Jane and Aunt Liz went to pick up the driftwood, but it was too big.
Oh, there's a smaller bit,
Jane said, pointing to a bit that was floating in the water. Aunt Liz pulled the driftwood out of the water.
Let's use that bit,
she said.
Now I need to find a crab for Peter,
said Jane, looking around at the rock pools.
There's a crab in his book.
Oh, no!
Aunt Liz suddenly shouted.
What's the matter?
Jane asked.
My ring! Oh, I've lost my ring!
Cried Aunt Liz. Peter ran to Aunt Liz and Jane.
What's happened?
He asked.
Aunt Liz has lost her ring,
Jane said.
I think it's lost for good,
Aunt Liz cried.
We can't look through all these rock pools.
I've got an idea,
Peter said.
We need to go back to where you last walked. That's how the police look for things.
Aunt Liz and Jane took Peter back to where they found the driftwood. They looked all around, but there was nothing. They went back to tell everyone what had happened.
Maybe someone will hand the ring in to the police,
said Dad.
Let's look around there again, Policeman Peter, said Uncle Jack. I'll race you.
Peter and Uncle Jack ran back to the rock pools while the others had some of Aunt Liz's cake. Aunt Liz looked sad and said nothing. She watched Uncle Jack and Peter looking around for her lost ring.
Imran, do you like being a vet?
Jane asked.
I like the idea of being a vet one day.
Oh, yes,
said Imran.
That's a great idea. There's nothing in the world like being a vet. The training took a long time, but I loved it.
Peter ran back from the rock pools.
Dad, will you use your watch to time me while I run?
He said. Everyone watched while Peter ran to the sea and back. The two dogs ran after him.
You beat your last time by 2 seconds,
Dad said.
Great job.
After leaving Imran and Zara at the beach, everyone went back to Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack's garden. It may rain soon, said Uncle Jack, looking at the sky.
Let's make our insect house before the rain comes, said Aunt Liz. We'll use the driftwood we found at the beach.
As soon as they'd made the insect house, a bee landed on it and went through a gap.
Oh, look!
Cried Peter.
That bee has a lovely new house,
said Jane as Peter ticked bee in his book. The sun was setting and it was just starting to rain when they all went inside. Peter and Jane helped Dad to pack the car. The family needed to go home after dinner, and it was a long drive.
Oh, Peter!
Cried Jane suddenly.
A mouse! I saw a mouse!
Where?
Peter shouted.
It ran through that gap in the tree,
said Jane, but Peter saw nothing. At last, everyone sat down to dinner.
We've had 2 great days with fantastic food, Aunt Liz,
said Jane. We're glad you came, said Uncle Jack. He stopped because Kit suddenly ran through the kitchen, barking. Tess quickly ran through after him.
What in the world?
Mum said. Aunt Liz went to look.
It's a mouse!
She shouted. Peter took his spotter's book and ran round the table to look.
It's the mouse Jane saw. If there's a mouse here, I'll find it,
he said.
Peter, you won't find the mouse,
Mum said.
It'll have gone through a small hole somewhere.
Peter went under the bench where the dogs were sniffing around.
There's nothing,
Peter shouted.
Oh!
Peter suddenly came out.
There's no lost mouse, but here's a lost ring,
he said proudly.
Oh, Peter!
Aunt Liz cried.
Thank you. Now I remember. I took it off when we were baking.
Everyone was very happy that the lost ring had been found.
All right, everyone. It's time we made our way home,
Dad said. The family went out to their car and Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack waved them off. In the car, Jane said,
It's too bad you didn't see a mouse this weekend, Peter.
Oh, well,
said Peter.
I did see a fox, seagulls, and a bee. And I found a lost ring.
Yes, and we made a cake and an insect house. And I met a vet.
Jane added. The next week, Peter did his fun run in the countryside. Mum, Dad and Jane shouted and cheered for him.
You ran a long way, Peter.
Mum cried as he ran over the finish line.
And everyone gave money for the animal shelter.
Dad added.
Oh, Peter! Look through there!
Jane suddenly shouted.
Under that bush! Can you see the mouse?
Oh, wow! Maybe it came to cheer me on too,
said Peter.
Thanks, Mouse. I can tick you off in my book now.